Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go hook him up!
Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not much. What's going on?
Not too much. Just ready to do the show, ready to watch the Shine pay-per-view, and then watching the ROH pay-per-view when that's over. So, busy night here. Have we heard from Craig today, by the way?
No.
No? Are you looking at the switchboard?
Yes.
Okay, well, keep an eye out for Craig, because I'm switching my shit over to the Shine pay-per-view here. So,
okay.
So, it might just be me and you.
Okay.
And if it is, that's very rude. He didn't even let us know this week. Usually he at least gives us the heads up, but, oh, well, maybe he forgot.
I know he saw our messages on Facebook. That's about all I know.
Okay. So, anyway, so, what did you think when you heard "Here Comes the Money"?
I don't know. I just I was shocked. I think it's been like 6 or 7 years since I've even heard. It's been like 6 or 7 years he's been on the show, right? Since he left.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. He hasn't been on in a long time. When the music hit, I was like, what the fuck? And then, because it took me a second, because I was like, it took like that split second before you snapped that whose music it is, even though you recognize it. And then when he came out and he was doing, you know, the flowing like a butterfly, stinging like a bee kind of thing, I got to say, I marked out. I don't know how good the match will be with The Undertaker, but at least it's something different, something kind of intriguing. And, I'm not even sure.
I'm not even sure this is actually going to happen. I still think they're going to change for some reason. It makes no sense.
Yeah, like, I could either see two things happen. I could see either, like, John Cena to be, like, Shane's, like, surrogate in the match, or I could see Undertaker being like, fuck you, Vince. You don't fucking tell me what to do. And it ends up being where Undertaker represents Shane and somebody else represents Vince.
That's what I'm thinking, because to get Undertaker in the heel role will make no sense whatsoever. So
Yeah. So and it's like the Undertaker. He's like I say, when's he ever been someone to be told what to do, especially like by an asshole Vince McMahon? You know what I mean?
He don't give a shit. He don't give a shit who runs Raw. He's never on there. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like, you know, some people, like this one guy, his name's Chris. He calls into Wrestling Observer Live. I met him in Vegas this past year. As soon as, like, that happened, he put a message, enjoy your crap-a-mania, and I'm glad I'm not gone, and this and that. I mean, he was, like, violently, like, opposed to it, and even said he canceled his network subscription, so he's the one or the one of the one of four or whatever that actually did.
I'm past the point in my life where I get angry at stuff like this, you know.
Yeah,
I really don't care.
But,
I mean, I just watch the show. I don't have much of a passion for it anymore like I did. I still watch it and enjoy it, but don't get angry about it. So I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, who else is The Undertaker going to wrestle? Fucking Braun Strowman? I mean, at least it's something different. It's intriguing. Like you say, there's no guarantee it's going to be Shane, you know?
The Undertaker's supposed to be on there Monday, so I'm thinking something may change.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it makes no sense, like I said.
All I know is that my close to $300 Mania ticket will be well worth it if I get to mark out for fucking Pete Gas.
Oh, God.
Tell me you wouldn't mark out for Pete Gas. Like, fuck Rodney. Who gives a fuck about Rodney? But Pete Gas is a fucking man. I remember
That's
going
true.
To, like, Raws or, like, house shows, and they'd come out and, Rodney and Pete Gas would come out together, but it was so weird because Rodney had, like, the X-Pac heat. Like, everybody hated him, booed him, everything he did. And then Pete Gas was, like, fucking God.
And he didn't like to see the Mean Street Posse get their asses whipped back in the day.
Yeah.
I love, like, when Briscoe and Patterson whipped their asses one time. That was awesome.
That was awesome. That was, dude, you had two really old men. Well, I guess Patterson's a lot older than Briscoe, but, you know, Briscoe, he's still older. But the fucking fire that these two old geezers had in this match was, like, more fire than, like, almost everybody on the roster at the time. And this isn't a roster
they were
better
over,
than it
they
is
were over
now.
Like, they were over like a motherfucker back then, you know?
Yeah.
Those two guys.
Yeah. And that's what kind of, like, babyfaced them, because they were, like, you know, the Stooges, the Goose. And then when they had that one match where they were just whooping ass, that's kind of like where people started like kind of starting to like the two old geezers and shit.
Yeah, I think they did an angle where like, I think it was when Shane turned on Vince or something. And this is when Undertaker was like stalking Vince and he kidnapped Stephanie or something. And Shane turned on Vince for a while there. And Patterson and Briscoe were like baby faces and they just like beat the shit out of them. I think they beat him in like a Losers League Town match or something for a while or something like that. But I mean,
and then I remember
he come out to fucking Real American or something like that. No.
Yeah, and I think like there was like this urban legend that was like the highest rated segment on Raw for like a long time. Like for some reason, I remember that was like when people kind of thought for some reason.
Yeah, one of the highest rated segments was that This Is Your Life thing with The Rock and Mankind, and. Then they had the evening gown match, and then everything. I didn't need to see that. That was horrible.
Yeah. And then I got to say, WrestleMania, some people are upset about whatever. All I know is that after Sunday night, WrestleMania became more appealing. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure Brock versus fucking Ambrose.
That's what I'm looking forward to the most. I think.
Yeah, that's going to be so much better than Brock versus Wyatt, you know what?
Yeah, I'm so glad they're not doing that, which also makes the stuff they did the Rumble make no sense. But
yeah, maybe they'll have Brock come out and kill them there before or something.
And obviously they see a lot of Ambrose that they're having with Brock at WrestleMania, so, you know.
Yeah. So at least it'll have like a crazy crowd heat because both of them will be over.
And if anything, Dean Ambrose will just get the shit kicked out of him, and it'll be pretty awesome. So.
yeah, because if anyone can get his ass kicked the whole match and make it super entertaining, it's Dean Ambrose, because you know he'll fight back or try and fight back at the right moments. I mean, he's really good at being a babyface in peril, which if you ever followed Jon Moxley before, I don't even know if he ever wrestled as a babyface. I mean, maybe he did, but nothing, you know, his more famous stuff, he's always been a heel. And, like, when they were doing The Shield, it's like, I could never see him be a babyface, and lo and behold, he's actually a pretty awesome fucking babyface.
He's one of those, he made such a great slimy heel that he got over so much better as a babyface because of it.
Part of WrestleMania is looking better. You know what I mean?
It'll be a good show. I mean,
while,
I can remember the I think it's like been 10 years since there's been like a bad WrestleMania. So.
Yeah.
Like a really bad one.
Yeah.
I can't remember when the last one would be. Man, the last one that was the one with Hunter and Orton in the main event, but they had Shawn and Undertaker on that show, so I couldn't say it was a horrible show.
Yeah, I mean,
Shawn and Taker match.
You'd have a different opinion if the matches were switched in the lineup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And also the I think also wasn't the greatest, but the one with the Miz and Cena in the main event. I didn't care much for, but it was still
a
great
show.
Which one
was that, Atlanta? That was Hunter and Undertaker. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. That was the first Hunter and Undertaker match, I believe. Yeah, that's true. So, I think the last time I saw bad WrestleMania was when they weren't even going to stadiums, you know, back in an arena or something.
Yeah, it's been, you'd have to go, like, over
like maybe
years.
Like, maybe WrestleMania and 2000, where they had the four-way with the McMahons in all the corners, which still wasn't a bad show to me, but it wasn't a great WrestleMania. So
yeah, that's probably you'd have to.
In fact,
I'd
go all the way back to like maybe again in like 97, but it's hard for me to say that's a horrible show with that Austin Art match. So
So anyway, like I say, I'm more excited for WrestleMania.
And they just need to do they just need to go ahead and do a double turn in that main event, I think.
Would just turn Hunter babyface and Roman heel?
Yeah. Just
might as well.
I mean,
what's so funny is they bring all these guys in, you know, even big muscular guys, and they'll give them the monster push for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And they'll see that they can't really work, and they'll just give up. And or even if it's someone who can, like, you remember when Daniel Bryan had like those three matches with Dolph Ziggler, and it kind of looked like they were going to push Daniel, but then they gave up on it real quick, and it took maybe half a year before he got like another kind of a push or whatever. They're so quick. They are so quick to fucking, you know, kill pushes or forget about it. This one dude, for some fucking reason, they just won't. And you know, like, all those guys, like Daniel Bryan, he was over. They just, because of what he looked like, they said, fuck it. Even though he was over and everyone was getting into him. And now, you got a guy who no one's into, and they just won't give the fuck up. And in my opinion, they're hurting their own business. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the 1 year when Daniel Bryan won, I mean, that WrestleMania did more business because of Daniel Bryan being in it. You know what I mean? It's like, you need to give up. It's not working. 2 years, give it up.
I'm trying to compare him to, like, John Cena, but, you know, half that crowd that hates Cena also loves him. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's nothing close to John. What time is it, by the way?
About 8:15, I think.
I swear to God, dude, I love all women's pay-per-views, you know, women's shows, but goddamn if there's never been one that's ever started on fucking time.
Did the LPWA one in 92 start on time, or did you not see that one?
Do you know what that one actually might be? And that's sad that that one started on time and all the other ones did.
I'm stunned you remember it.
Yeah. Hey, that was Fan 9 from Outer Space. Oh, I think it's starting now. I think they mentally heard my anger in starting the show. And, kind of.
What do you watch that on WWN Live?
Yeah, on the WWN Live, and then I just hooked my computer to my 70-inch TV and watch it. And there's some good matches on the show.
Gotta get you a Roku. They got WWN Live on there. So.
Yeah, I should, because I'm sure the picture, like, I get a decent picture, but because it's from my computer, which is an old piece of shit computer, to my TV, it's not perfect like it would be if it was the Roku connected to my TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of should. this one, this Shine, like I say, there's a couple good matches, but for the first time ever, Leva's not on a Shine show because she's actually in Europe for a few weeks. And I think she was the only girl who had been on all 32 before. So no Blue Pants, but there's still no Blue Pants, no TNA Britney's on this show. She might still be in Japan. No Allison Kay, but it should still be good, hopefully. And what's funny is they always make these little YouTube videos the week up to promote the show with all the girls. And the best ones aren't even promoting the match on this show. It's basically leading up to the next show because Leva and Mia broke up. But since it was funny, they broke up 2 months ago, but they couldn't wrestle last month because Mia was in Europe with TNA. Okay. So then they couldn't do it on this show because now Leva's in Europe touring for a few weeks. So I guess it'll be the next show, but the video, like, they made, like, Leva had this video where, like, she's still trying to be friends, and then Mia won't answer her texts, and then it ends where she's, like, burning her, like, photos of them together, and real cool, and then Mia makes a rebuttal where she talks shit to Leva, and then Leva made a rebuttal. So it's, like, all the promotion is in here for tonight's show. It's, like, all for the next show and shit, which is kind of weird, but anyway, that should be a good show. That better be the main event, even though it's not like a championship match or whatever, because...
Did I tell you that I came across a Sunday's porno video
online? I've seen 5 minutes of it online.
That's longer than I did.
Well, I kind of fast-forwarded through a little bit. Who the hell is this? That's where some new chick with a mask came out. I have no idea who this is. It's like a lucha mask with, like, hearts on it. Kind of weird. Anyway, the fuck were we just talking about?
Sunday's porn.
Oh, Sunday's porn. Okay, that's why I forgot. Okay. I watched it, and a couple of notes from the porn. She has the worst smoker's voice ever. I don't know if you agree with that, or did you...
I don't know if I heard the voice in the video, because I didn't last that. I might have lasted longer watching Two Girls, One Cup.
Well, you know how, Saturday Night Live, they'll do the imitation of the old Jewish lady who smokes cigarettes and always is hawking shit up, and they got that deep fucking... That's what she sounds like now. You know, she sounds nothing like, you know, Sunny that was on TV. And then another thing I hate is... I fucking hate in fucking pornos when the chick is maybe a little heavy or whatever and they have to wear their corset or whatever around their waist. Okay? I would rather see a little flab in the porn than to see that. Because to me, that's just like, okay, you're not embarrassed to do a fucking porn? You're embarrassed you're a few pounds overweight? I mean, if you're going to do porn, why are you going to be embarrassed to hide and try and hide your stomach? I mean, why are you embarrassed about that but not doing porn? I don't get it.
It's like trying to dress up a pig. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the part that I saw, it didn't have where she fell off the sofa or the bed or whatever. And it's not even her first porn. She did that shit for Missy's Hyatt site fucking years ago. You'll see the photos pop up on the board every once in a while.
But she probably looked better then.
Oh, she looked a lot better then.
This is not Sunny from 1996 we're talking about, so
yeah.
Anybody that has any inkling to... If anybody wants the link, don't PM me because I'm going to do you a favor and I can give it to you. Trust me. That's why I watch a little, like, porn every now and then, but I stick with amateur porn. It's more real, you know.
Well, that was amateur porn. It was just by...
No, it
vivid.
Wasn't.
That was amateur.
It was produced. I mean, I would just want somebody filming on their video camera or their phone or some shit like that.
Oh, I got that. Have you watched any of the China porns?
Lord, no.
Have you seen, or have you heard, or seen a preview, or just heard about the one where it's like the WWE?
And I heard like something about that, where they got people playing like Vince and Triple H or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, and it's so obvious she's so fucking high and fucked up. Like there's she starts rolling for some reason. She rolls out of the ring. It's like, what the fuck?
I made the mistake one time when she was getting into porn. I accidentally typed in her name on Yahoo search, and I had my safe search off. That wasn't no good. Pictures popped up.
Was it a picture of her little... because of the steroids she used to do. Okay, when chicks do steroids, it kind of deforms their vagina. And it caused her vagina lips to basically look like a little dick.
I'm glad I don't know about this stuff.
Yeah, there's a picture of it, and it's from the fucking the Sean Waltman one, the One Night in China or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And her fucking vagina lips, I don't even know if that's the right term. They look like a fucking, they're so enlarged that they look, when they're together, they kind of roll up and they look like a little penis, dude. Like a penis that's like the size of your pinky finger. I was like, you see that and you're like, is she fucking her hermaphrodite? What the fuck is going on here? Speaking of China, she's going to be at WrestleCon. I'm going to get a picture with her.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if I think she's high, I might tell her, hey, I got an 8-ball. If you want to meet me in my room later, and, you know.
That sounds frightening.
Yeah. Probably would be. But yeah.
When I go to, like, a porn site, I'm always fascinated reading the comment section under a video. It's like, I just feel weird about going to porn sites because that's just the kind of person I am, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm sure as fuck not going to register so I can make comments under a video. That's weird, you know?
Do you still listen to Wrestling Observer Live?
No, not really.
Okay. Have you ever heard John from Arkansas?
No, but I can imagine just from his name where he's from, what he sounds like, probably.
Yeah, he does have an accent. He's a cool dude. I don't have nothing against the dude. We're friends on Twitter and everything. But the dude, he's one of those guys that's, like, enraged when WWE does something where he's, like, basically having a conniption on the air. You know, one of those type guys. And he's also very kiss-ass to Brian and shit. And I guess that's just, you know, some people are just, you know, they're a little more complimentary. You know, it's the opposite of me, where I'll tell you, you suck or whatever. He's, oh, you're great or whatever. Well, anyway, besides being a big wrestling fan, the dude, I guess, is a big porn fan, and he follows a bunch of porn stars on Twitter. And you never see a person so kiss-ass to all these porn stars. Like, retweeting them and just, like, always, like, got responding to them. It's fucking hilarious. Well, yeah, there's...
I go on to YouTube, and I go to some of these reaction channels, and they got a, like, they'll have, like, videos of porn stars read mean tweets or something like that. It's pretty fucking fun.
Cool. I guess we could go ahead and start with the Fastlane review. I actually thought it was a good show.
Yeah.
I give it a slight thumbs up for the most part. I only saw bits and pieces of the pre-show match, but it actually looked pretty decent from what I saw of it. And
I don't know why I was waiting on the show instead of the rep we got near the end of it.
Yeah. And, I was surprised when Kalisto won. I figured there his push was over since they kind of got him teaming back with Sin Cara or whatever. And
for some reason, I'm expecting Sin Cara to turn on him or something.
Since he's
getting this big singles push, it kind of makes sense to me for some reason.
Well, they'd be able to work together because they both know Lucha or whatever. But,
mm-hmm.
So that was decent. Like I said, I didn't get to see the whole match. I don't know if you have the list of the exact order or anything.
Yeah, I got the first pay-per-view match was Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks against Team Bad Naomi and Tamina, and they won by submission. It was okay.
Well, before I get into that match, okay, they have another match starting here on Shine, and it's Barbie Hayden, who's actually pretty good. She's got a lot of personality, and she's pretty. I don't know if she's like WWE Diva pretty, but she's real pretty. Anyway, she made a lot of news on like social media not too long ago because she's a Texas girl. Like she'd wrestle for Anarchy and Inspire. When ROH had their first show here, her and Athena had like they were like the opening dark match or whatever. It's like a trial match or whatever. Anyway, so she's been like the NWA Women's Champion for a while before TNA Britney had beat her. But she's kind of like you know the big fish in the little pond kind of a thing.
Did she beat Misty Blue Sims for the title?
I think Misty lost it like a long time before that. But so this chick decided that, you know, she knows that in Florida, that's where like NXT is, that's where Shine is, there's a lot of women's wrestling there. So she decides she's going to move to Florida. So what she does is she goes and she makes a GoFundMe account to help her move to Florida. And she was also dating this one Texas wrestler named Carson, and I guess they broke up or whatever. This might have led to her, like, wanting to leave. So, you know, nowadays when someone starts to GoFundMe, unless it's for something, like, real, like someone died or something like that, you know, you get a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. So people started giving her a lot of shit for asking for money to help her move. You know what I mean? It's like, why don't you get a job and do it yourself? You know what I mean? And then... So then she gets mad, and then she responds. She's like, I don't need any help to move to Florida. This is if people would like to help me. Which, to me, that makes it even worse. You know what I mean?
You don't need the help, but you just want free money.
Yeah, and she got some free money. There were some marks that gave her some free money. And so she went. She's been, like, on the last two Shine shows. But a lot of the girls took offense to that. Like one of the main ones is Malaya Hasaka, who's been around since Misty Blue Sims. She fucking ripped the shit out of her on fucking like social media and just talk shit. And Malaya works for Shine. I don't think she's on this show, but she works for Shine. And then, I can only imagine like the tension or whatever that this chick has, and heat this chick has for that shit. But it's like, it's one thing when you ask for help and then to make it worse, you're like, oh, I don't need the fucking help. I can do it myself, but hey, you want to give me free money? Go ahead.
I would probably only do the GoFundMe thing is if I needed, like, I don't know, a kidney or something. I don't know, whatever. No.
the least I could do if I ever did something like maybe if I needed my car fixed real quick or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I should start a GoFundMe so to help me move to Florida so I can be a stalker of Leva Bates and Mia Yim. I'd probably make a shitload of money. But
somebody's
anyway, going
on
back,
line here. Somebody is on the line here.
Is it Craig?
I don't know. Hold on. It's not Craig, I don't think.
Don't tell me it's 619.
Area code 585. Who's this?
Hello?
Is this freaking Bluefist?
Yes.
What's going on, Bluefist? How you been? Long time no hear from.
Hey, how are you? Hey, you sound sober.
I am. I'm out of pot today. I'm not hooking up till after
man.
The show.
You sound really great, like you're really articulate. Maybe you should think about laying off the stuff when you do the show.
Fuck no.
The wife wants to say hi. Hold on.
Hello, this is Irish Carbomb. How are you?
What's going on, Irish Carbomb? How are you?
Not bad. You guys having fun?
Yeah, trying to. Even though one of our co-hosts no showed us without telling us.
Oh, proper jam?
Yeah.
Mm. Unprofessional.
Very, very unprofessional.
Maybe there was a Pearl Jam concert.
No, he would have told us. He would have told us because he likes to tell everybody that he's going to Pearl Jam.
Yes. So how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
How come you're not watching Bellator? from the background or something. You watch that on DVR when you do the show?
I'm watching the Shine Eye pay-per-view in the background, and then I got the ROH show being recorded.
I'll tell you what, man, you're really like an advocate for the women's wrestling. Look at you.
Oh, it's better than what most of they do on WWE, that's for sure.
No, I think it's great. Is Shine okay, or is Shine, I mean, is, okay, first of all, is Shimmer still a thing, or is Shimmer, is like, what's the difference between Shine and Shimmer?
Okay, the best way to describe it is Shimmer is a DVD company, and Shine is a night pay-per-view company.
Okay, but both still exist.
Yeah, they both exist. They coexist because WWN Live, they do the production for the Shimmer DVD tapings, and it's like a lot of the WWN Live crew that films it. And I'd say about 80% of the girls, they share about 80% of them.
Okay, so they're allowed, like some people are allowed to do both.
Yeah, like there's a few girls who like I don't think I've ever seen Vita Scott on Shine. Like, she's mainly does the Shimmer. And then, like, Santana Garrett, Teenage Brittany. I think she's done Shimmer, but she does more Shine than she does Shimmer. So there's slight differences, but, like, the majority of them, they'll do both. And then
now,
they always, like whenever Shimmer, they do their TV tape, and Shimmer flies in a lot of foreign women. So they make sure they coordinate to where Shine is the Friday before or the Friday after. That way they're still in, you know, that way both shows can use the same foreign girls and stuff. So they work together.
That's nice. I mean, what would you say about that? So is the quality of the two products equal?
I would say Shimmer is better in ring. I would say like, okay, on the Shine, you're going to get maybe 7 or 8 matches where on a Shimmer taping weekend, just on one day, you're going to get like fucking 20 matches at least or close
to it. Get out. You can watch
so
them,
They film 4 DVDs in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
So they'll
film,
they'll film one DVD, which is about 12 matches, maybe more. And then they have a break, and then they film another DVD, and then the next day they come back. So it's a shit load, but I never got tired of it. I was into it the whole time on the last one because it was just fucking. You won't believe. Like, it's like watching Sasha versus Bayley in that one match that everybody loved. Like seeing that match 20 times in a row with different chicks because there are very few of them that are just average. I mean, tryout match. They had a tryout match, which might have been the worst women's wrestling match I've ever seen in my life. This one girl is fucking horrible. But other than that, I mean, you'd be shocked at the work rate. It's like so many of them are better than some of the guys. You just don't know who they are because they're not on the platform where you could see them.
Right. You know, I give you a lot of credit, though, for being such a diehard and trying to get the word out because, I don't know, it seems to me, like I said, I've been out of the loop with wrestling, but you don't see a lot of people holding the flag for that shit. I think that's great.
Unfortunately, though, the people who are all, like, women's wrestling fans, a lot of them have their own agendas, maybe. I don't know if that's the right word.
Yeah.
Like,
I got into
a little trouble at the last, when I went to Shimmer, because I took a shitload of photos, and I posted them all, and there were a couple ass shots in there. And fucking Rob Naylor fucking cuts a Facebook promo on me and then unfriends me so I can't even see it. And,
Naylor did that?
Yeah, Naylor did that, dude. And Naylor's been on the show. And I've met Naylor and shit. But
is he okay?
He took great offense that I took an ass shot of Allison K.
Is he okay in person?
Yeah, he was pretty cool. He was real funny. I got along with him really great. It was at a Shine show in Florida. And he was real cool. But like I say, for some reason, he got all upset. Some other girl who's like a big advocate of women's wrestling also had like a fucking conniption. It's like, you know what I mean? Not everyone, like me, I like watching women's wrestling because I like watching the work rate. And I'm not going to deny that I don't like looking at hot chicks. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to pretend they're not hot and just say that I only enjoy the wrestling. You know what I mean?
No, so. But you know, I mean, listen. Number one, I know you're a pervert, but number two, like, I can tell that you really appreciate it for the athletic shit, and I think that's great. That's, you know, that's why I give you a lot of credit.
Guess you didn't have enough pictures of Greco-Roman knuckle locks or something in there. Maybe take, you know.
Greco-Roman moose knuckle locks.
Yeah, that's
right. No. Like, I watch women's MMA, like, the same way. Like, that's some of my favorite MMA. Like, they just had a fight here on Bellator opening the show with two flyweights. It was awesome. They went after it. I think it's a lot. I think it's the same way with the women's wrestling. Like, the chicks really, they go for it.
Yeah, like, I watched all the, like, early Invicta's shows, and so many of them are, like, the whole shows are blow away. Of course,
yeah.
Of course, the one I go, of course, the one that I go to live fucking sucked.
All right.
The one, yeah, the one in Vegas from July. I couldn't really get into that one for some reason. And then the show since, you'll have some great matches, but some of them will be kind of so-so. It's not like, I don't know, maybe I got kind of used to it or whatever, but maybe it was just because it was newer at first when you're seeing like a whole show of women and kind of like blow away. But
you mean the one in Vegas, Cyborg?
Yeah.
I think it translated better on television because at live it seemed like there was a lot going on. Like there was a lot of people there, like a lot of UFC people there, and it seemed like, I don't know, to me there would have been a lot of distractions.
And what I didn't like about it is they sold a lot of standing room only seats, and that's what we ended up getting. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's different when you don't have a seat and you have to stand around and kind of like move around to, you know, look over people or whatever. So I guess that kind of didn't help.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
No, I was going to say that one might be worth you going back on Fight Pass and watching to appreciate it because it wasn't a bad card.
Oh. I don't have Fight Pass. I give them as little as money as possible.
Oh, Fight Pass is getting really good, though. It's going to be hard to... How are you going to watch Bisping and Anderson tomorrow?
Illegally?
All right.
Okay.
What was I going to ask you? Shit, I forget.
Well, let me ask you a question first. When are y'all coming back to Vegas?
Audrey really wants to go this year.
Well, it's 200, UFC 200, big show.
Oh, well, I think if I go this year or next time I go, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to go to, like, the actual fights because that's a lot of money, man, especially for, like, nosebleeds and shit. I might just, like, watch it somewhere. But I do miss Vegas. I do want to go back. But like I said, if I go, I might not go to the actual fights.
Well, this last one, like, a bunch of us just watched it in Scott's room at the Venetian, like me, Rodney, Horseman, Doc G, Vinny, Bridget.
Really?
We just watched it in a suite at the Venetian. And one thing that's going to be kind of cool, like you say, you know, that show's going to be very expensive. But Friday night, the day before, they're going to have the fucking Ultimate Fighter finale with Joanna, and those tickets are going to be cheap.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, so it's like you can actually go see a show, you know, it won't be 200, but you can still go see a good show for way affordable prices. And then, like you say, you can just watch the other one somewhere.
You think they're going to have that at, like, the Cosmopolitan?
It's either going to be at the Cosmopolitan or it'll be at the Palms.
Yeah, and the Palms.
Maybe the Hard Rock.
Nice.
They've done the Hard Rock a few times.
I heard the Palms. I heard there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, it's. I think it's like the Octagon's almost like on a stage. It's like you're watching it like where like you're in an auditorium where you'd see like a play or something.
No kidding.
Or maybe, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I know what I was gonna ask you now. What do you think of Shayna Baszler doing the wrestling? Have you seen any of her matches?
I haven't seen any of her matches yet, but I hear she's pretty good for her experience. I know she works some Stardom, like Stardom came and did some shows at the Japanese company. And I know she's got good people to work with on the West Coast because she can work with cheerleader Melissa, who's, you know, so experienced and can work any style. And there's a new girl, dude, that's only been wrestling for a couple of years named Nicole Savoy, who's, she does, she's like big time in the BJJ and stuff, and she incorporates it into her matches.
No
like
kidding.
A lot. I think the two of them could, like, really fucking tear it up. I would love to see them have a fucking match.
That's interesting. I'll have to check out this Nicole Savoy. But that's the one, if I was going to go back and try to find, well, it's available, but it's like a pay-per-view kind of thing. that match with cheerleader Melissa, that's the one I would like to see, is Baszler versus cheerleader Melissa. She's been very lucky, man. Like, she's had some good dance partners, like, you know what I mean? Like, not that I wouldn't think that Shayna Baszler wouldn't be capable right out of the gate, because she's trained by Josh Barnett and everything, but, you know, it's good that, it's fortunate that she has good people to work with.
Yeah, because I know she's worked with cheerleader, and I also know she works with Nicole Matthews, who was the, up until these past tapings, was the Shimmer champion, and she's really good, and I think Horseman actually knows her. She's had some good people to work with, so, you know, hopefully she'll keep matching up with good people, and then she can progress, and, you know, hopefully she'll be on Shimmer or Shine pretty soon.
Have you heard about this new thing that JR is promoting, the Fight TV?
The Fight TV, not really. So that's what I heard about Jim Ross, with him doing boxing or something.
Yeah, he's going to be a boxing commentator, but he's also like the brand ambassador for this thing called Fight, F-I-T-E. And I guess it's kind of like one of those pay-per-views that you're talking about, and that there's a lot of stuff on there that's like for free, but there's a few like pay-per-views. I think they do some of the TNA stuff, which is like TNA and ROH stuff is on there. That's like the pay stuff. But then there's smaller wrestling promotions and smaller MMA promotions. I think what they say, I haven't tried it yet, but what they say, all you got to do is download the shit on your phone and
the app.
The what?
Are you talking about the Flips app?
No. This is an app called Fight TV.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jim Ross is like one of the executive vice presidents of it.
Okay, I think they might be showing ROH because I think Jim Ross is in Vegas right now.
Right. They may be. But, from the website, check out the website because it's got, like, a lot of different indie promotions and stuff like that. There's, like, stuff on there nonstop. It's like a potpourri of combat sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting it because I forget how it works, but I guess you download the thing and you can sync it with your TV, kind of like Chromecast, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can get all this, a lot of stuff for free.
Okay. There's something like, because I know like when New Japan has their pay-per-view, you can watch it on something called the Flips app. And I think you can watch ROH on the Flips app, and I think TNA also. So it's probably like maybe the MMA version of the Flips app.
It may be the same technology, but it's a different name. It's not proprietary to that name. It's called Fight. It's a F-I-T-E. And they, like, go to the website, this guy bringing Jim Ross, he does, like, a whole, hey, it's JR, and all that shit. All right. Well, good. Fucking A. So, that's great, man. I'm glad that, you know, I don't know. I mean, do what you do. I mean, like, the thing is, like, I get tested at the job I have now. Otherwise, I'd be tooting it, like, 3-4 times a week. But, man, you sound really clear and, like you sound like a professional.
Well, I'm a professional, you know. I've been doing this for a long time.
I like how he did the pause before. He's like, well, I am a professional. Whenever I say that word, I think about the Iron Sheik. Ha! The professional! All right. Well, you guys take care. I forget your co-host's name. What's your co-host's name?
The what?
Who's that guy that's with you?
Wait, I can't hear you.
It's not Rover. Who's the guy? Oh, Couture.
Oh, my God. How could you forget that?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just called Katrina Robert. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a big difference. All right.
Hey, can I plug my podcast before I go?
Oh, go ahead, sure.
Not many
MMA
people hear it, but sure.
MMA Dubro, MMADubro.com. We interview a lot of people from like the mid card and shit. We just the current episode has Angela Overkill Hill on there. We had Camden McCorry a couple weeks ago. Dada 5000 a couple weeks ago. It's
oh,
just nutty. Yeah. You should listen to that one. I think we asked him maybe two questions. The rest of the time it's him talking. It's crazy.
Did he explain why he just said that he was going to be able to make weight by only eating bananas and eggs?
No, we didn't get into that, but, like, I asked him how, because, like, okay, have you seen Dogfight?
No, I haven't.
Okay, the documentary? Okay, because he used to run his own street fighting deal in his backyard, right, his mom's backyard. And, this was like maybe a month or two before the fight that happened. And I asked him, like, listen, you know, in the Dogfight movie, they showed your MMA debut. And the Dogfight footage in the movie is like a couple years old. It's like 2011, 2012. And I go, you know, they had you in an MMA gym, and you didn't seem like you liked it very much. So how are you training for this fight with Kimbo? He goes, oh, I train in the backyard. Like, okay. Are you sure that's the way to go? He's like, yeah, I got my thing. I can do what I'm supposed to do. And then you know what fucking happened. You know what I mean? He's like, cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Jesus. They dodged a bullet, man. They really did. If he'd have croaked or some shit, it would have been the end of Bellator. They would have went after the state of Texas. And, man, it would have been bad. It would have been bad for MMA.
Yeah, yeah. But I can still laugh at it because it was just the craziest spectacle. But the part that really kind of cracked me up, this should actually be sad, but like when that shit happened, when he like got hospitalized, one of the things you heard about was that he had high potassium. And then he was eating was fucking bananas and eggs.
I thought to myself, how many bananas? How do you get that high of potassium? You don't hear that from other pie fighters that get dehydrated.
No, because he was just eating bananas and eggs.
Well, you know what it is? And that's why Joe Rogan, what he said was racist. It wasn't even correct. Joe Rogan goes. He said something like he was on fried chicken. What else? He said fried chicken. He goes. Joe Rogan goes. Of course he got knocked out. He was on fried chicken. What else?
Grape soda.
No, he said orange soda.
Orange soda.
He said fried chicken. Fuck. What else?
He's wrong because the black people like grape soda.
And that's what I said. That's how I know Joe didn't mean it. He wasn't truly racist. Because he said orange soda instead of grape soda. He said he was filled up. His heart was filled up on cheeseburgers, fried chicken, and orange soda. Horrible. How do you say that shit?
You know, Joe Rogan don't care. He's not a professional like I am.
No, he's not. No, Ed, he is not.
Yes.
He is not, Ed.
I miss you, Ed.
Yeah, Ed?
I heard her say
you?
Ed. I didn't hear what she said before.
It says she misses you.
Oh, I miss her too.
Oh, Axel, oh, that's very nice.
Ed, my darling, how crazy are you going to be in Vegas?
How creepy? I'm not creepy.
No, be creepy.
Are you going to be in creep mode?
I don't know. It depends. I haven't been in the last couple of years.
Oh, dear.
He's growing up.
He's a big boy now.
The last time I was in creep mode was the last time you guys were there, I think. Or maybe it
was
the year after.
That was before we got married.
Yeah.
That's when I became Mrs. Bluefist.
Or he became Mr. Irish Carbomb.
Yes,
very much so.
Yes, yes. Well, I will always be Irish Carbomb, but yeah, that's when I really became Mrs. Bluefist for real. Well, jeez. Well, I can't wait to hear, you know, and it's going to be crazy. It's, yeah. If I know you and the rest of the Empire, it's going to be absolutely bananas.
It should be. It'll be the tenth anniversary. So, and then UFC 200.
Wow. Are you kidding?
That's nuts.
Jeez.
Oh, is Brian going to be able to go? Because the baby's going to be born, right?
Yeah, Paisley.
Oh, well, I just actually, like, the other day, I just got a message from Whitney saying if there was a Facebook page was up or if there was anything planned. And she goes, not that I think I can do anything with the little baby, but I think they're going to present the baby like Simba from The Lion King. But it's got to be Whitney. It's got to be Whitney that holds the baby up, because if it's Brian, we'd still have to look down.
On the bar, she'll stand on the bar at Dick's Last Resort and present the baby.
Oh, my God.
We're actually on the patio.
That's
going to
be one gorgeous baby.
On the patio, yeah, no shit. God, those people are too genetically gifted. Ridiculous.
Granny is going to probably, like, lose her mind.
I know, seriously.
Oh, is Granny going to be there?
I love
Granny's
got, like, you ever see Granny's car? Granny's got, like, a Z28. It's silver.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's like
convertible, right?
It's like, no, it's like a regular hardtop, but it's just odd. Like, when we went to visit Horseman, we were waiting outside the place. We were waiting outside the place where Brian does the jiu-jitsu, and Granny pulled up, and she pulled up in this, you know, like an IROC Z28. It was like, oh, no, it's a Pontiac Sunfire.
Yes.
That's what it was, and it was silver.
Oh, wow. I used to have a Pontiac Sunfire.
It's just, you wouldn't expect an old lady to have, like, a sporty car like that.
She's fabulous.
She's fantastic. She does fucking yard work and stuff. She just had a thing with her hip, right?
Yep, she had her hip.
Yeah,
she had hurt
herself. Yeah, she's walking without the cane now.
Oh, that's awesome. God, she's, like, bulletproof. That's amazing. All right, man, so let's get back to it. MMA Dude Bro, MMA.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all that stuff. It's fun. Me and my friend Frank do it. My friend Frank, he just fought his first amateur MMA fight. He dropped a unanimous decision, but he did okay. What are you going to do? It takes a lot of guts to do that shit.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it either. I'll let you do it. I'm going to have to, like, beach do shit like that.
All right, bro, take it easy. Contrer, I wish you'd calm down.
Try.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you guys later. All right, well, before we get back to the pay-per-view, going back to the Shane show and the big feud, the last show that Mia wasn't on, Leva in her match started doing all the Mia Yim spots. So now, as payback, Mia Yim came out, and I can't believe the audacity of this woman. She came out wearing blue pants. Can you believe that shit? That's fucking gimmick infringement of the highest order, dude. this woman has so broken my heart over the last few weeks. But anyway. Anyway, going back to the women's tag match, it was okay, and it was better than any match had any right to be with Tamina in it, because I think Tamina's fucking worse than fucking Eva and Cameron.
Hmm. I guess I don't pay much attention when she wrestles, I guess.
Nah, she's horrible. She's horrible. She's got a good super kick, but everything else, she just seems so out of place. And I don't know. Same thing with, like, Nia Jax and NXT. Like, I know they're trying to give her a push or whatever, but she seems so fucking lost out there. And she's so, like, you know how, like, Giant should work slow?
Mm-hmm.
She works, like, too slow, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. But anyway, I thought the match was okay. I don't know. Part of my brain hates when Naomi does this, and the other half of my brain loves when she does that. But when Naomi does the fucking machine gun kicks, I don't know. It's like part of my brain is like, this is so stupid, and the other half of my brain is like, God damn, this is cool. But it was all right. I mean, it was better than your normal women's match from WWE, I guess.
The next match was Kevin Owens defeated Dolph Ziggler in the Intercontinental title match. This was a good match.
That was a real good match. That was a real good match. They've had good chemistry together. You know, and Ziggler's not even one of my favorite guys, but I thought I really enjoyed the match. I thought it was pretty good.
Next match was Big Show, Kane, and Ryback defeated the Wyatt family, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, and Braun Strowman, which I was kind of surprised they won.
Yeah, surprised they won, and also surprised that I thought it was very good considering who was in the match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I thought it was great. The best thing that these guys did, though, was that fucking when Big Guy, like Granny, you know, like the right back called himself the Big Guy. Well, Granny did like a review on the Brandon Vinny show, and she just kept saying, Big Guy. Big Guy did this, Big Guy did that. Well, when Big Guy came running with so much momentum, and Luke Harper like kind of jumped in the air and didn't know what to do, so he fucking sunset flipped him on the and it's like, what the fuck is going on here? But that was so awesome. But the match was good. I enjoyed it.
I don't know what they're doing with Rob Beck, because he walked out on him the next night.
Yeah. Who knows?
Next match was Charlotte defeated Brie Bella to defend the Divas Championship. I like this match. I actually thought that the in-ring promo, like the week on the go-home show Raw, was actually pretty damn good the Monday
before. It was. Like, you know, okay, yes, they had some weird verbiage in there. But as far as the delivery, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fucking great. And the match.
And then Brie Bella just beat the shit out of her like she should have in the ring. And,
yeah.
You know, just kicked her in the fucking face.
Yeah. And the match was pretty good. I mean, there were like one spot that was a little sloppy. I don't know what they were trying to do. But, and it had like a lot of heat. It was one of the more heated matches, especially toward the end. But I thought it was great. You know, the only complaint would be, you know, Charlotte, how, you know, she's able to, after being in two submissions for a long time, you know, was acting like she wasn't hurt when she got the roll-up or whatever. But for the most part, I thought that match was way better than a lot of people thought it was.
Yeah. AJ Styles defeated Chris Jericho by submission. This was a really good match, I thought.
Yeah, that's a really good match. And it's actually a shame that they didn't do these matches like in 3 months, because it's still obvious that AJ hasn't adjusted to the ring totally. You know what I mean? Because it's a much bigger ring. And so you can tell, like, every match he gets better at it. Like this match was like the first match they had was good. And then the second one was better, and then this one got better. But, you know, once AJ is accustomed to the ring, like, totally, I mean, he'll be, like, without a doubt, the best worker or the second best worker on the whole fucking show.
I thought the cool spot on here was when he was doing a springboard and Jericho caught him with a drop kick.
Yeah, and then he fell face first. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool spot. I think they're teaming him up, but for some reason, I'm thinking Jericho's going to turn on him and they're going to wrestle at WrestleMania or something.
Hopefully, because that'll be a good match to see at WrestleMania.
And I hate that name, Y2AJ. That's so gay.
Is that their actual name?
That's what I thought they've been calling them, Y2AJ. That's so stupid. Ugh. We had Curtis Axel defeated R-Truth. Wow, this was on this fucking show. I have no idea.
Yeah. I will say, though, on Raw, or was it the pay-per-view, or I don't know, it was one of them, and they were talking about, the fuck were they talking about? They were, like, talking about, the Dream Team. And they were saying, like, who their favorite members of the Dream Team were, and then Adam Rose, I like Robert Shapiro. I laughed so fucking hard at that, man. That was the funniest thing on the show. That was fucking crazy.
Basically,
this
quartet is just like a new version of the three-man band.
Yeah.
Basically, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I like them. They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But as outraged and appalled as I am at Mia Yim wearing blue pants, they're, what was that one Divas, her real name is Celeste. She won the Diva thing with AJ and Naomi.
Oh, Christ, I can't remember.
Okay, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know who you're talking about, but...
she had, like, blonde.
No, I don't know.
She was real muscular.
Honestly, no.
Ah, goddamn, I can't think of her real name. She was fucking champion. Anyway, she's a bodybuilder. And she has her own line of, like, these, like, the leggings. Like, you know, real tight, like, yoga pants. And that's what these pants
uh-huh.
that Mia Yim is wearing. And as outraged and as appalled as I am at her wearing them, goddamn, she looks fucking good in them. Because they, like, really accentuate, you know, yoga pants really show off the ass. Well, these even insinuate the ass even more, if it's even possible. I have mixed feelings watching this match right now. But anyway, back to the pay-per-view. What was the next match?
There was also a segment here with Edge and Christian interviewing the New Day. That I'm kind of getting tired of the New Day. I don't know about you.
They need to just cut their segments by a third.
Yeah.
I like them, but they do go too long. Like, this one went way too long. And there
were
some
line
funny
here
lines.
Was when they called League of Nations the International House of Dumbasses. About the only funny line I saw.
Yeah.
Did you watch the
Christian show? There was some funny stuff, but there was a lot of unfunny stuff, too, on it.
Did you watch the Edge and Christian show?
Seen any of them yet.
I saw just, like, clips of it. It looks stupid.
Now she's stealing Leva's moves. God. Woman turned into such a bitch. Anyway. So what was next? The main event?
Yeah, Roman Reigns defeated Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar.
Well, the main event was really good.
Yeah.
My favorite spot, though, were after they had a... after they powerbombed Brock to two different tables. And then Reigns and Ambrose get back in the ring, and Ambrose is going to go for the Samoan drop on Ambrose. And all of a sudden, Brock just jumps in the ring and suplexes both of them in that position. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that was a pretty awesome spot. Yeah, I enjoyed this match. I liked it also because I was pleasantly surprised, because near the end, I expected the lights to go out and Bray Wyatt hit the ring.
Yeah.
Pretty sure most people did, and it didn't happen, so I was happy with that.
And thank God they didn't do that, because then it really would look stupid if they would have changed some match.
Yeah. Brock just murdered the guy in the parking lot the next night. Damn.
Yeah. And then I love the way he walked on it. That was great. Cool.
Yeah, that was that show.
Yeah. Did you want to, since we finished wrapping up the show, is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we go?
No, we can wrap it up. I know you want to watch the show, so.
They're trying to make it look like Leva's about to make a surprise appearance. But, like I say, she's in England.
Hmm.
And Mia Yim just told Paige whoever's pretending to be Leva. Or something. Anyway, everybody come back next week, and we will talk to you all then. And hopefully Craig will be back.
You got any plugs to give out?
Oh, yeah. Everybody check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. Check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Contrero and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube.com/Contrero and get a bunch of old wrestling videos up there. Just this past week, I put up a playlist of 123 episodes of Mid-South Wrestling from 82 to 84. So.
Oh, cool.
If you want to watch some good shit, you got like the whole year, like when that first feud with the Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express and stuff like that. So, some pretty good stuff up there if you want to check it out.
Cool. Well, everybody, we will talk to you next week.